All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear my Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And Lord, you are good and your mercy endure forever. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. We thank you that the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. We shout hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God. You are a soon and coming King. And Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, our advocate, our counselor. I thank you, Lord, that you love us enough to send your Son to die for us. I thank you, Lord, that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, today, I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I praise and I magnify your name, Almighty God. And Lord, I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord, for granting healing, for granting deliverance in the lives of your people in the name of Yeshua. Lord, let the glory of the Lord be revealed in a great and a mighty way. Let your power be released in a mighty way. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you for lung cancer being healed. Thyroid cancer being healed right now. I thank you for that being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. God, I thank you for that healing manifesting. And Father God, I thank you for those that are in need of a financial breakthrough, a financial miracle. I pray that the glory of the Lord would be revealed, Lord God, that you would release the financial miracle, that the financial abundance will begin to manifest, that there would be an overflow. Let every need be met according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for doing it. I thank you for the strong man being bound over this region in the name of Yeshua and your angels being sent to topple the throne, to dismantle the kingdom of darkness in Yeshua's mighty name. I thank you for the glory of the Lord being revealed in a great and a mighty way. Father, I thank you for sending forth a refreshing for those that need to be refreshed in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you and I praise you and I magnify you. And Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing to be here. God is good. You know, I'm always grateful and thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be here with you on the airways. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. You know, we're living in perilous times, and saints, we gotta get in that place. Yeshua, His return is imminent. You know, a lot of people, why do you always say it? Because it is. And that's what he told me when I started this ministry. He said, tell him I'm coming. Tell him my return is imminent. And it's to create a sense of urgency in us to get to the place where we are constantly praying and seeking the face of God, making sure that we're about being about the Father's business. There's so much that needs to be done. There are so many people that have not heard the gospel that need to hear the gospel. And saints, we just need to get to the place to where we can move in the things that God has called us to move with, as His sons and His daughters. The times are perilous. We've walked through the scriptures in Timothy and Peter talking about what the end times were going to be looking like. We see what is happening, what is taking place. We're actually living it. We are actually experiencing it. And it should grieve us by what we see and what we hear. But I think we become so complacent in the things of God. And I think that the more that you spend time in prayer and seeking the face of God, the more you see what is taking place in our society, the more you will be like, wow, this right here. So we need more God. We need revival. We need God to show up. We need God to move. And I want to see that happen. We're in this series of temptations, as part of the conflict series. and the spiritual warfare of recognizing and identifying how the enemy works and how the enemy comes after people and how what it looks like. And so he's had me in these last several broadcasts talking about the idol worship that takes place and how the leaders that we are under cause suffering and hardship, particularly when they're not implementing God's agenda and they fall away from serving God. We've been talking about how the children of Israel experienced God's presence, manifest presence and power. They saw it. God spoke to them. Towards we in the body of Christ, it's by faith that we accept Yeshua as Messiah. They saw God come down. They heard God speak. God gave them the Ten Commandments. First, God made it very clear. I am your God. I'm the one that delivered you. I'm the one that brought you out. So don't get caught up in all of this other foolishness. And if you've ever studied in the Old Testament, you will see and know and recognizing the fact that in 1 Samuel chapter 8, where we left off last week, let's go there. And this is it in the scripture. You know, I'm just fixing this, just hammer this out. It says God was their king. And they were looking at Samuel's sons, who were not like Samuel. We know Samuel was one of the greatest prophets in the Bible. And they were looking at you. They were looking at, and he put them in positions of authority. And they were crooked. And the people would watch and say, you know what? In 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse number 1, to those that were not here last week. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, or Joel. And the name of the second, Abiah, and they were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre or money, and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders gathered themselves together and came to Samuel at Ramah. And they said unto him, behold, look, you're old, and your sons walk not in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. You know, God had separated Israel. He had given them favor. And they said, we want to be like everybody. We want to have a leader like everyone else. And scripture says, but this thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, listen to the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me that I should not reign over them. So here we see the breach. Here they had the privilege of being God's chosen people. The creator of the heavens and the earth is their king, is their leader. But they're looking around and saying, you know, maybe we want to have a king like this or that. No, yeah. And Samuel took it personally because I'm sure he probably felt responsibility because his sons were not walking as he walked. But he had appointed them to positions of leadership, people watching. And God said, no, they're rejecting me. God saying their rebellious, independent, stubborn nature does not want to be under my authority. And we have this problem in the body of Christ today in the contemporary church to where the majority of denominations are not under the authority of the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit can lead and guide and order the services and how ministry is conducted. That's why there are so many elements of what God established in the early church that is not happening today. The fivefold ministry, the prophetic ministry in a lot of mainline denominations does not exist. The apostolic ministry does not exist. They have the pastor, the teacher, and maybe the evangelist. And they have embraced and adapted systems of the world to build their churches and their ministries and have left the Holy Spirit out to where you have a bunch of hype without power. That's why so many believers are struggling and walking in bondage and captivity, because there's no power. One of the most powerful ministries that was birthed in the church, but birthed even before the church, was deliverance ministries, the casting out devils. They're real saints. They're out there. They're living and dwelling and abiding in people. People are in bondage. People are in captivity. They go to church. They pay their tithes. They give their offerings. They sing in choirs. They're on leadership boards. They're pastors, teachers. They're doing their little thing. But there is no anointing to bring deliverance and healing and people in bondage and captivity, because the church has assimilated itself with the spirit of the world, that you can't distinguish the church, the body of Christ, that is walking, that is supposed to be walking in power and authority, because we've not yielded to the Holy Spirit of God and allowed the Holy Spirit of God to order our services, to order our lives, and recognizing and understanding it is the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of every believer. That when we come together under corporate anointing, that the miracles and the signs and wonders and all the things should be happening and taking place. And the enemy has diverted our attention, and he has caused many of us to be assimilated with the world because we want to be accepted. We don't want to be rejected. But here we see Israel saying, God said, I know exactly what they're doing. And the Lord said unto Samuel, they don't want me to reign over them. And in verse number 8, it says, according to all the works which they have done since this day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt unto this day, where they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto you. He said, look, they've been doing this ever since they came out of Egypt. Now, let me tell you about this. Remember, these were their kids. These were not the original folk that came out. So that generational spirit of idol worship and rebellion and stubbornness and independence was in their DNA. Those generational familiar spirits were still operating, and it caused them and it led them to go astray from God. Even then, God said, they've been doing this since I brought them out. Now, God knew they were, but God is so good. God will tell you, he's okay, look, I know what you're going to do, but I'm going to give you a warning in advance, and I'm going to tell you what not to do as a protective measure, so that there would be no breach or no harm in our relationship. But because of the sin nature and the rebellious nature that resides in human beings, the children of Israel, their children and their grandchildren, rebelled and walked in the ways of their fathers. And so he says this in verse 9. He says, now therefore listen to what they're saying. He said, howbeit, tell them solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign. He said, now I'm going to tell you something. Make sure you make it plain. This is the king that you want. Here's what he's going to do, since you want a king so bad. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He's going to take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. And he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and he will set them to his ear to ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and all shall be his servants, and you shall cry out in the day because of your king, which you shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. He says the government policies and things are going to be so harsh and so heavy-handed, you're going to be crying out to me, God, deliver us. We are experiencing some of that right now. That's why I tell people, when it gets to the political season, pay attention to the policies and listen to what they say. He says, and a lot of times their ideology and their agenda, because whatever their policy, if it's not in alignment with God's word, you're going to have problems if that person gets in the office. And that's one of the reasons our country's in the condition that is in today, because the policies of these legislators, these people. And I tell people this, it's not so much as the politician, it's the people that vote for these folk. What are they thinking? That you're going to put somebody and you're going to support an individual that supports killing babies, that supports partial birth abortion, and listening to the rhetoric, as believers, we should be saying, wait a minute. God said, thou shalt not kill. But yet we're doing it. Listen to what they say and what they do. And say, how does their policies align with God's word? What causes a breach between us and God? We see the examples. Paul said the scriptures are written for our admonition. So he said, you're going to cry out to me. Oh, God, help us. We in the body of Christ, we have been given the charge to stand in the gap, to pray, to intercede. The Bible tells us to pray for our government leaders. And we have to pray and ask God to raise up godly leaders, and that the people would vote and put the right people in place so that we can walk and have peace with God and not suffer. You've heard me say this, that it was the kings and their policies that got Israel in trouble that led them into idol worship and idolatry. That's what gets God angry more than anything else, is idol worship. The Bible declares he is a jealous God and he will have no other gods before him. And so when we sit back and you contemplate this, and I want you to do this, and I want you to look and see what is taking place, what is going on in our country today, what is going on in our government, what is going on in our churches, what are we being preached? Is it a Christ-centered message or is it a man-centered message? Is anything that we're hearing being preached and taught, is it leading us to Christ or is it drawing us away from Christ? Have we gotten to the place to where we have learned to get into the secret place and build and develop a relationship with Father God through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we know that we are his sons and that we are his daughters, and that we get our marching orders that come from him, that when he sends us out, we are in a position to make a difference. We're in a place to make an impact to wherever God has sent us, that we are representing Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, as our Lord, as our Savior, as our Redeemer. And he goes on here to say, he said, God said, you're going to cry out. God, help us. And the Lord says, I ain't going to hear you. You asked for it. You got it. So hush. You know, I love God, man. Look. I love it. God says, okay. In that day, you're going to cry out. And the Lord said, I ain't going to hear you. He says, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over. So look at this. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Come on, saints. I wish, could somebody give me an amen, at least let me know that I'm doing okay. That you're not angry with me, you're not upset with me. This is practical. This is practical teaching. This is application. He said, this is what he's going to do. But they said, nah, we want a king anyway. So God gave them an out to say, okay, we change our mind, God. We don't want a king. We want you as our king. We want you as our Lord. But they said, nah, we want to be like everybody else. Well, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. When God was the one fighting the battles, and God has never lost. Can you see how stupid this is? That when the sovereign God is your king, your leader, the creator of the heavens and the earth, but you want to simulate with everybody else because you want to be like them. You don't want to be separate. You don't want to be set apart for God. When God has selected you, God has chosen you. And even in the body of Christ, the church, we're called to be light in the midst of darkness. We are to be walking and operating in the supernatural power of God so that we are distinguished from the spirit of the world. You see, with the church growth gurus, they did everything they can to cause to have the church to look like the world. Because they said, well, this is how we're going to get the people to come. We're not going to preach about repentance. We're not going to preach about hell. We're not going to preach about God's ordained order for marriage and what marriage is. We're going to stay away from all of the touchy topics that make people uncomfortable, because we want people to come in and be a part of our cultural change church. When Jesus himself said, the kingdom of God, repent, when he started his earthly ministry, the kingdom of God is at hand. You see, we need to repent as a nation for our idol worship. We need to repent in the body of Christ for our idol worship. Because once we dismantle the throne of idolatry, then the breach is repaired between man and God once again, to where God can begin to move once again in the lives, in the mix of the people. You see, Roe v. Wade knocked down and dismantled the altar of Moloch, child sacrifice. So now we're going to have a little bit more of the favor of God, particularly those states that will adhere to this. Now, those liberal states, they're going to suffer some stuff. They're going to suffer some consequences, because they're holding fast. They're doing everything they can to keep this child sacrifice going. When God says enough of this, enough is enough. Saints, when are we going to get on God's agenda? When are we going to get back? Because you know what, saints? We got to get back to the Bible. We got to get back to saying, okay, Lord, I see it now. Can you see this, saints? Can you see it? And if you can't, I'm going to ask God to open up your eyes that you might see. And look at this. And Samuel heard all the words. Come on. I hate when my pages get stuck together. Heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man to his tent. So God says, okay, you want a king? I'm going to give you one. A lot of times, sometimes we be asking God for stuff. You be careful what you ask for. But God says, you want a king? I'm going to give you one. He told him what manner it was. They said, okay, we still want a king. Well, saints, we're living in a time now, and we look at our society and we see what's taking place today. God, we need to come back under your authority. You know, on our money here in the United States, it says, in God we trust. But we've gone away from trusting in God and trusting in the wisdom of man and in government. And saying, you know what? Whatever they implement, we'll just accept it and go with it, even if it leads into idol worship. You see, when Jesus came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, Yeshua, it was to separate us. It was to redeem us. And to bring us out of that system that had caused a breach between man and God. The spirit of independence and rebellion and disobedience. All of those things creates a breach, and it impacts our relationship with Father God. We serve a loving God. We serve a merciful God. And God wants all of his children to come unto him, yield and surrender to him. And if we have unconfessed sin in our lives, we can confess the sin, and we can be forgiven the sin and continue to move in the things of God. We need revival in the United States of America. We need revival in the body of Christ. Why? Because our hearts have turned away from God, and we have gone after other gods as well. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you and blesses financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts are open to hear and to receive the gospel. Remember, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord, return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.